Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, good day. I hope you're doing well today. So I'm coming to you to talk about a series that we're going to be having here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Lorelle Sharp, and this is It's Only Natural. So given the current times that we're in and the current struggles we've been going through with COVID-19, I've been speaking to a lot of my friends and noticing that even more than usual, my sister friends seem to really be going through a lot of mental, physical, and spiritual trouble. So as a woman of color and also myself having gone through a lot of things, I really wanted to create this series so that we could come together and support one another and also share some of the tips, tools, and expertise that we have gained over the years so that we can live more vibrantly thriving lives. So the main goal of this is A, for sister friends to gather and support each other and know that we're here for one another, but also for us to really have an opportunity to learn. I believe that no matter what your age, learning is a very important thing, and that we should be sharing with one another what we've learned over the years that helps us to live in this turbulent world that we're living. So we'll be focusing on four main areas. The first area we'll be speaking about will be mental health, which I believe has been documented that over the past year, many people have been going through anxiety, stress, depression, and or exacerbation of previous mental illnesses. So how can we deal with these things from a medical as well as a holistic perspective? We will have some experts on to tell us what the latest trends are in terms of medicine, and myself as a healer and over 20 years knowledge of herbs, I will share with you some of the things I've used to help myself when I'm somewhat anxious. So hopefully these things will be able to help us to go together to another level. As I always say, my motto is the manifestation of higher consciousness, which is really realizing the tools you have available and using those tools to live a more healthy, vibrant life and sharing that information with your family and friends. There's a saying in African culture, when you teach a woman, you've taught a nation. So based on that and myself being a woman, I would like to share this information with you in hopes of us growing as a community. Secondly, we'll be speaking about physical health. It's come to my knowledge that it is believed that by 2030, 95% of women of color, specifically African American women, will be labeled obese, meaning that the weight level of African-Americans, the majority of African-American women will be in the obese category. Obesity is the gateway to high blood pressure, heart disease, mental illness, and early death. So this is a crisis in our community that we'll be talking about. What is the cause of obesity in the African-American woman community? And what are some of the tools we can use to eat better, have better diets, exercise more, and live a better life? So that's in terms of physical health. Also, we'll be talking about the financial health. So the value of having money, some of the books and tools, prosperity consciousness, that you can use to increase your own financial well-being. But it's not just about having money. It's also about what makes you happy and how can you live in the world being vibrantly successful financially, but having that money and knowing what to do with it. Some of us do very well. We make a decent salary, but we still have more month than paycheck at the end of the day. Is it that we're not making enough money or that we just don't know what to do with the money once we get it? So these are some of the things we'll be looking at under the guise of financial health. So again, we'll be speaking about mental health, physical health, financial health, and what ties all of those three areas together is your spiritual health. We'll be looking at some African traditional religions and how they relate to some of the current religions that are out, Buddhism, Christianity, Islam, and how we can tap into our spiritual reserves when we feel stressed in either the three previous categories of mental, physical, or financial health. So I'm excited about this offering of Living Vibrantly Health Series for Black Women, and I hope that you are too. Please share this with all your sister friends, dial in, ask questions, post comments on the blog, which is on Blog Talk Radio. Let me know some of the things you would like us to speak about. We'll be having some experts coming in and speaking to us about what they know and how we can take that knowledge and go to the next level. I'm excited to talk to you about this, and I hope that you'll join me on this exciting adventure. Again, my name is Laurel Sharp. I'm your host of It's Only Natural. I am a third-generation healer. My grandmother, mother, aunt, we've all had knowledge of herbs and used this to heal over many centuries. So I'd like to share what I've learned with you and also bring on some of my friends and colleagues to share their knowledge as well. I think this can help us all to live well in these times. The symbol in Chinese calligraphy for obstacle and challenge is the same as opportunity. So now that we're living in this very challenging time, let's take this opportunity to dig deeper and grow and live a vibrant and healthy life. Thanks again, and please check out my page where I will be posting the different shows that will be coming up, and we can learn together. Thanks again, and have a great rest of the day. Bye-bye.